insect resistant, no poisonous berries, you know, those kinds of things. Yeah, so they've already been working on that. So we'll have a new. The big trees are going.
Are we ready, Cindy?
I'll make a motion that we reopen our regular commission meeting at 8:35. Roll call.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is a public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 2014 budget. Public hearing to hear citizens' comments regarding the General Appropriations Act as required by statutory regulations. And at 8:36, I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing.
Don't need a motion.
Okay, consider it open. And Mike, I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. Just a brief summary, I guess. For a little over a month, we've been reviewing the proposed budget that's been presented by staff for the city's fiscal year that starts on May 1st. We're looking at overall general fund expenditures of about $4.6 million. Overall budget of $11.2 million. Before you take away the transfers out. We're dealing with the lowest taxable values since our fiscal year 2007-2008. As I reported earlier, they're down about $16 million since our high point in 2009-2010. We're looking to maintain the lowest millage rate in 37 years. As proposed, and we'll have some discussion about this today, we're not looking to hire, or at least the budget as proposed wasn't looking to hire any additional full-time employees. We're still proposing to make improvements that our citizens and visitors will appreciate throughout town, significant improvements in roads, Douglas Street as well, and heavy-duty maintenance improvements on roads as well, too, as part of our ongoing maintenance program. We propose to continue investing in facilities and equipment to make sure that our team members can perform their functions properly and efficiently. We talked about buying a number of pieces of significant capital improvement or capital equipment for the fire department, the DPW department, and for our water wastewater department as well too. We've had an all-day budget session on March 19th where the city commission basically spent almost a little over 12 hours reviewing the budget from 8 o'clock in the morning to almost 9 o'clock at night. And went through it from stem to stern. A little while ago, just before our last city commission meeting, we had a secondary meeting where we talked about the budget for about an hour and had a couple items to talk about at that time. We provided the commission a little bit of additional information since that time. Cheat sheet here. First to it. And just to follow up on things that were discussed at our last meeting, I have talked to the fire chief about when we're looking at replacing his vehicle to look at used equipment as well. That was brought up at our last meeting, so he's been given that directive with regards to it. The commission has received since that meeting, our last meeting, additional updated narratives for the ambulance department. Really doesn't change any of the numbers except with regards to some of the runs and things of that nature. I think it's 6-7 through 6-9. Today, the commission has received some additional background information with regards to water rate histories that deal with the CPI for the last 10 years, rate increases that we've had over that time frame, and expenditures that we've done in Medicare too. And for the request of the mayor, we provided and replaced it today as well too. Just before the meeting, some information with regards to the cost to the water and wastewater funds for the Douglas and Hannah Street projects that you might use as some comparison for other members as well. Also, you received a memo from Andy with regards to initial findings, some cost comparisons with regards to us not having a mechanic, a full-time mechanic on duty for the last year. And we can have Andy speak specifically to that as the commission proceeds to go forward. That's the main items that we provided. The budget has been available since it was presented to the commission earlier in March. It's available online, it's available here at the City Hall, it's available at the library, any place that people wanted to take a look at it. basically what's before you this evening, if the commission so desires, is to continue discussions on the public hearing, on the budget, receive input from the public as part of the public hearing, and then if the commission is comfortable looking to take potential actions with regards to the millage rate for the coming year, the general appropriations act resolution, fee schedule, with regards to the budget. At a future city commission meeting, or at our next city commission meeting, I should say, we would bring to the commission any last minute updates for the current budget that we're in right now, which ends at the end of April, to make sure that we aren't out of balance before the year closes and the auditors come in. So that's a brief summary. I'd be glad to answer any questions you or members of the public directly through the mayor might have.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Any of our department heads have questions for Mike or the commission? Okay, do we have any citizens' comments in regards to our budget appropriations? Did I see a hand? No? Okay. Well, we'll move directly to the commission then, and Shane, I'm going to start with you tonight. Okay.
I don't have any questions concerning the public hearing. Do we want to move on down through this? As a millage?
Did we close the public hearing before we go to commission, being that there was no questions to the staff or audience?
You can if you wish.
I think that's what we'll do then. We'll close the public hearing, and then you can go ahead with your questions there then, Gene, and we'll just go down the list, whatever you have. We'll go to each commissioner separately.
Okay. Well, the first thing on here we have is adopting the millage rate. I would like to see the millage rate left as is, and because right now we're able to maintain our services with our current tax rate and providing our citizens with all the services they deserve. So I would like to leave it as is.
Anything else?
Not at this moment.
Okay. Derek.
Thank you, Mayor. Obviously, with regards to millage rate, I'd ask about seeing what the budget would look like with half a mil reduction. Commission at that time had indicated that they were comfortable with the current millage rate. You know, it's like anything. The tighter things become, the more difficult choices are made. And obviously, my philosophy, and I believe that's the philosophy of most of the folks in Boone City, is we expect excellence for our taxpayers' dollar. And especially within this current economic climate, had the water and wastewater increase proposal, kind of bannered about that, well, it's just a small amount. Well, yeah, it may be a small amount to some, it may be a little bit more to somebody else. But I don't take those things lightly. That's why I explore those and raise the questions. And I'd ask for this, document so the public could see, when their rates have gone up, what that has been used for to justify the need for it, and the large projects, infrastructure-wise, that we have done and continue to do. And at this point, I am comfortable with the current millage, definitely not an increase. next year we'll evaluate, and if it's deemed that we can do a reduction next year, then we'll look at doing that. Further tightening, you know, depending on where the tax, property taxes fall in. And that may mean that, you know, we go from what used to be a strong want to not being able to fulfill it. So we'll play that by ear. Let's see what else. On the fire truck, that was a large ticket item in the budget, and I do appreciate the city manager following through on that and directing the fire chief to look at alternative sources. Obviously not buying cheap quality, but looking for value. And also with the street department, any procurement that we continue to apply that philosophy of, you know, trying to find the best value for the taxpayers' money. So I don't have any major issues at this point with the presentation.
Thank you. Laura?
Yeah, I think as far as all of us on the commission, we spent a good long time going through this budget this year, a lot longer than in previous years, and I think we did a lot of good discussion and debate. I'm comfortable with where we arrived at the end, and the 15.51 millage rate is, I think, good for this year to leave it as is and review it next year. So I'm comfortable with everything there.
I, too, am in agreement, and I agree with what Laura said. After much discussion, I am in favor of the 15.51 millage rate.
I'm also in favor of leaving the millage rate at 15.51 mils, and the other recommendation we have also is for our fee schedule resolution of increasing the water and sewer rates 2%, and I think the documentation that we've received here today certainly is an eye-opener, and the only thing that's really, you know, missing is, and I asked for additional information, you know, what we've spent on Hannah Street, and what we've spent on, we're trying to spend on Douglas Street this year as far as the cost of the infrastructure that's tied directly to, you know, utility service with our water and wastewater program, and it's very expensive. And I just don't want to see us to have to make a rate increase like we did 7 years ago. I went on 50% and one 30%, and small increments to try to keep it balanced. But there's one thing out there that really bothers me that came up in the discussion was the, someday we're going to have to have these lagoons cleaned, and I understand it's a very expensive cost. And how do you start accruing for that, you know, so there isn't a major rate increase? And I guess I was going to ask Dan if he had any, I'd say, reasonable is not the right word, but any estimate what it's actually going to cost us and when. And how we're going to accrue for that so that there isn't a major hike in the wastewater, you know, cost, you know, providing that service.
I can try to answer that, Mayor. To fix a cost is going to be difficult based on the cost we had when we came to the ones the last time. It was about 15 years ago. You can expect the cost in the neighborhood of $500,000. Allowing for inflation, I would expect to be closer to $750,000 for us to do that job. It could be more than double to triple that, but that's on what DEQ does when we go to do the job. When we upgrade the wastewater plant, 2 million gallons and combine those lagoons, we didn't do any We may be able to negotiate with that, and I think there will be some reasonable costs. But until you get permission, you can't do it or can't any binding requirements in that issue. I couldn't give you a firm estimate. Just to clean the slug, at least $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you have a timeline on that? What's you estimate, or they estimated when we built the new plant?
It should be cleaned every 5 to 10 years. We go out and we check and map how deep the sludge is getting in the sense when it's a certain depth and the atmospheric extent. The two new cells are going to need to be cleaned earlier. It's been 10 years plus since the actual 15 years since the third cell was cleaned. By putting the two new cells ahead of them, there's not much sludge accumulating in the different cells, so that will extend its life some. But within another 5 years or so, you probably have to come out.
Within the next 5 years. At that rate right there, that sounds like something we probably have to bond for. That's
actually not.
Don't think so.
We've got about $1.4 million in reserves in the wastewater fund right now. Sounds like a lot of money. Everybody was watching it. But all of that, over 500,000 of it is a dedicated bond reserve. Another 100,000 of us are going on for a maintenance reserve for the facilities that are out there now that they're maintaining. That leaves about 700,000, 600,000 to 700,000 in that bond reserve fund. That money was accumulated for the major expenditures. Taking on expenditures in the factory just for some other equipment that comes out of that fund. It's built somewhat into the rate structure, and we've had money in that reserve fund to cover our anticipated costs. But over the last couple of years, we're not putting money into that side of the fast enough. If we get to a point 5 years from now and make that expenditure, and we're not taking enough immigrants to keep up the capital equipment in the streets to have to maintain this reserve.
Question. How much of that bond reserve fund is can't be encumbered with anything? I mean, it's got to stay in place until the bond is paid off.
Well, there's roughly $600,000 plus.
In the designated and the assigned? Yeah.
Assigned.
All of it?
All of it. The 600,000. That leaves 700,000 or something that's available.
Can you borrow from it?
Technically, no. If you borrow from it, you're supposed to borrow from it.
So we can't count on it for cleaning the lagoons in 5 years.
This is the other portion of the money.
Right. Not the 600,000. It's right. Very specific.
From the 1.4 million. Okay.
If we're doing our jobs properly, when those times come up, we'll have the money in the bank to do that with. So we won't have to have another series of rate increases like we did from 2002-2003 at that time. We did a complete overall rates study at that time. And part of the requirements that we have from the state is that we maintain certain levels of funding so we can repair and replace equipment as we go along. So we're building in money to avoid those last-minute surprises that caught us in the past. What we're trying to do, sorry, that's pointing out, is to not double burden our taxpayers with regards to having to pay rates to purchase equipment or to do maintenance on the facilities, and then also have to have them pay for interest or finance charges on top of that. When we can self-finance, as we have done for a variety of projects and we're looking to do here, we're saving all of our citizens, all of our ratepayers, that extra expense by not having to go through and have that outside financing. and basically have to debt up again. Now, obviously, when we built the wastewater treatment plant at $8 million approximately, that was more than, we didn't have any money in reserve at that time. Our rates were way insufficient. In some respects, people before that time were getting a bargain, but it made a sense that we had to come up and play a lot of catch-up. We're trying to avoid that again with some smaller rate increases, and we'll look to do that only as needed, and in such a way that we can keep them as small as possible, too. But we don't want to get back to those, like you mentioned, those 50% increases and 30% increases, because we have, you know, 5 or 10 years, we got this coming up. We're building that, but we're trying to build those revenues in so that we won't be caught by surprise.
So being not caught by surprise, and you got about a 5-year window before we're going to have to do something with those lagoons, are we going to need to do a 2% increase every year for the next 5 years? And
2%, I wouldn't say would be a good number. When the bond was approved and the formal commission looked at the rate structure and we dealt with the bond company and the state, one of the things they recommended and the commission at that time wanted to avoid was large rate increases in the future. They basically directed us to look at cost of living increases to basically keep pace with inflation, and every 5 to 10 years do a complete rate study to see if there needed to be adjustments. But the idea was to have small rate increases and have some money in the fund that the bank was paid off, rather than not make rate increases and have to do large rate increases.
Mike?
I'd really hate to give a percent other than to say, the last few years, if you look out there, we've stayed at or below the rate of inflation by quite a bit. We'd like to be able to do that. We can keep building our efficiencies. I hate to put a number out there because there's some of the financial things that people say, we're going to have runaway inflation come around us, around the corner. It could be back to the 15 or 16% levels like it was a couple decades ago. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, we would have to adjust our financial plans accordingly. But our goal is to try and stay way at or below the cost of inflation if we can.
So looking at this 5-year window, how long has it been since we've had a rate study?
I'd do a rate study every second to third year to have an outside group look at it. We haven't done it since the non-year study.
And how long ago was that?
That would have been 2004.
So almost 9 years ago.
Right.
Seems to me it should be probably time to look at that again.
Dan's done pretty good. He's got the software and the background where he keeps plugging those things in, and he and I go through that stuff almost every year.
Right. But, keep us aware of it. I would like to see what's, where we're at. We just want to avoid surprises.
Exactly.
And all of us be, plugged into the information, or at least myself anyway. I can't speak for everybody, but I think it's good business. So when we have citizens ask us why we're doing what we're doing, we've got justification, we've got tools, and most of them are, facts and figures, but what is, and that's what we're living with. So anyways, that's the only question I really have. So I'm comfortable with the appropriations as presented, and unless anyone else has additional questions.
Mayor, just to kind of follow up on on the contour of the part of Boyne Mountain, obviously they're contributing to the potential sludge. Are they factored in financially to go towards the cleanup? If so, where, and if not, why not?
They are like any other user of it, through the rates.
Okay, rates are done, all right.
Correct. So they have two components of their charges that they pay. One is, remind me on the percentage, 43.5% of the overall debt and construction costs that are paying off as we go along. Okay. So and those reserves, their portion of the reserve is 43.5% of that help for those debt obligations as well. So that's one component of it. That's for the actual infrastructure itself. On top of that, they have all the stuff. The transmission main that they're looking to upgrade along M75, that'll be their expense. They have some obligations that they have. There's some improvements in our facility with regards to handling their capacity. They're responsible for those as well, too. So they basically have to handle all their own expenses for that type of stuff. And then the other component is the rates, where they're charged on a per-gallon basis, just like everybody else in town is.
Kind of tie in, was that reference point mountain, were they contracted for a certain volume or amount, or was there factored in that contract to allow an increase in usage?
They're basically, that 43.5% is their ability to use the total capacity of the plant. And that's calculated a couple different ways that are specified in the contract.
Okay. So that, there is allowance for that line to be increased and increased the...
Correct. Yeah, that's well within their... Okay. They're way below their 43.5 usage capacity.
What are they, about 2021, possibly? Okay. It's pretty low.
Right now.
Okay.
When this was built, we looked at 20-year projections for the city and for one mountain and designed a system to handle a 20-year build-up for the system.
Okay.
City and area wide. And one mountain was paying for their share of that 20-year period.
So they're about 22% under their... Possible. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mike?
We've touched on a couple of the big issues that we talked about before. The last one that I haven't discussed in any depth, and I don't know if you want to do it before you get into any of these particular motions and just get all the issues out on the table, was the mechanics issue.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only other large outstanding issue that I'm aware of. Maybe somebody else has something else, but I'm thinking you may want to have a discussion on that before you take any of these motions on, just so, again, we've got everything on the table and then you can make informed decisions when you go forward.
Okay, and this is a commission item, unless any of you want to weigh in on it, pros or cons.
But you guys should have my memo in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I've read it, and it's all thought out.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's some dollar figures in there that, you know, fell apart of this boat. Unfortunately, we've had no major breakdowns at that time. We had to depend on getting somebody here, trying to get somebody here and really take care of it. I don't know, I mean, take a look at what I've got here. I think it's kind of these volumes of fundraisers, maybe kind of.
Personally, for myself, before moving to the commission, I'd like to see this another 1 year trial, maybe you could make it a 3 year trial if we can go that long to really justify. I don't know if you can rationalize it within a 9 to 12 month period, you know, whether it's a cost savings or not. Whether it's justifiable to have the extra full-time equipment, when we look at the cost of, you know, hospitalization benefits and everything that goes with it, so it's a bigger package than just the base pay. Mike,
I think Andy did a good job on the memo that he put together for us. That gives us a lot to think about. I think part of our discussion was, depending on what we do going forward, there's abilities for us to get additional information and maybe tighten it down as we go forward in the next year ahead if the commission decides to continue with this. After I reviewed the memo, I'm still not convinced or in the position where I would recommend that we hire another position at this time. It's real close to a balancing act. The number that was put in there in Andy's memo does reflect the initial costs for an employee and all the benefits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We do have in our current labor agreement with the AFSCME unit a starting rate that is $3 an hour lower than it would ultimately work up to.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at $16.19 an hour, I believe it is the hourly rate. It's normally supposed to be like a $19.19 hour, but again, like I said, there's a $3 initial rollback and then you hire up from there as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to other firms in the area and our rate might be a little bit low as we're trying to get it. You know, we want to get a qualified mechanic in here when we do hire somebody for that position. So what we have in the contract might not work with the real world. If
for what skill set we're looking for. We'll have to figure that out if and when we actually do it. I don't think we're there yet. I think the crew has really kind of bent over backwards to make this work this year, and I give them a lot of credit for it. We're doing a lot of things differently. Andy's doing a lot of things differently. He's spending time behind a plow in the truck versus doing some of the things we'd like to do administratively. But from what I'm seeing at this point, my recommendation to you would be probably to extend it out for another year. You know, and if we see something going on halfway during a year or something like that and we want to change it, these are not static documents. You can change them up or down as you go forward. But based on what I'm seeing right now and what I've observed both with regards to my department head meetings, vehicles in and out of service, things of that nature, both now and when we had a mechanic, I didn't see enough to take me to recommend hiring at this point. I'd like to try it a little bit longer.
Thank you, ma'am. Laura?
Well, I thank you for your detailed report on that. It was very interesting, and a lot of things that I hadn't been aware of or thought about was the amount of time you spend coordinating repairs and calling in for parts and getting the service set up and the transportation time and all of that. So I appreciate all of the that information. I think I can't, this has been, what, a year now that we haven't had one? Has it been close to a year?
Jim retired just before the holidays last year.
Okay, so it's been a year then. Okay.
A little over about a year and a quarter right now.
I guess I'd maybe just say it this way. Andy, I think if maybe you want to bring it back to us or you know, bring it up in a, you know, 6 months or something and maybe revisit it then. Maybe think something will change between now and then or some additional information or whatnot. I don't know. I'm not sure we should, you know, say we need to hire a mechanic, but I just, maybe we should make sure that we do revisit this issue sometime in the near future. You're looking at another year. And basically,
I'm thinking we're going to at least look at it another year because we're going to go through this process again in budget time.
Yeah,
I'd like to think
yeah.
that you know, if anything ever came up that brought different facts to the table,
okay,
that
he would
bring
it
back.
Would
be okay with us bringing that up, whether it was 6 months or 3 months or
okay.
whenever.
All right. I guess that's my invitation to say to do that.
Derek?
Thank you, Mayor. with regard to this, you know, what I'm seeing here, the numbers, I'm definitely in favor of extending out, at least projecting another 12 months at least on this. Looking at the numbers, what Mike just said on potential wages versus what the market's bearing, that cost may go up even more.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at some of the, you know, the time spent coordinating repairs from Andy and the crew doing minor repairs, I think that was kind of one of the directions we were looking at. We knew there was that was going to happen as part of the, somebody had to pick up some of the slack for the smaller parts. So I don't look at that as an extra expense per se. Also, the the ability for the lost my train of thought for the I'll get back here in a second. I had a great question.
Or
point. Yeah, if you would,
okay,
yeah, come back and thanks.
I would be okay with extending this out. Just one question for Andy. Do you have any thoughts on a part-time mechanic?
If we can find somebody that has the skill set, that would be a good thing. Absolutely. Again, though, we'd have to work at trying to figure out when the seasonally
yeah.
schedule their hours.
Yeah.
Obviously, the wintertime can be a major contributor
mm-hmm.
to our issues. But
yeah, I just wonder if you had some
mm-hmm.
thoughts on it.
I'd be willing to explore that, definitely.
That's all I have.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the commission that the numbers show that we they don't quite match up. But on the other hand, I'm totally in agreement that let's keep it on the front burner. Let's explore part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my comment would be that it's the value of having another person on the job is an intangible value sometimes, because that person may not show up in the spreadsheet, but that person is doing preventative maintenance, is doing all the little things that may not show up, and having that extra body sure makes a difference. That in itself would pay for itself, I would think. But I'm in agreement of keeping this on the front burner and take no action at this point, but because the numbers are close. You know, Mike said it's almost a wash. Mm-hmm. It is almost a wash. So let's keep exploring it.
Well, and on that note, you know, we're trying to create jobs to maintain jobs, so as a goal to the city.
If it makes financial sense.
The community, yes. Yeah. Oh, I know. Yes. If it makes financial sense.
Derek? I remember my point in another one. The point I wanted to make was Andy now has a track record of some of the trials and tribulations, and armed with that information, moving forward, looking at different, you know, vendors, different ways of negotiation, arrangements with those various vendors, find what areas, you know, we got a little more room to shave some costs off. Also, equipment needs various repairs at different times in their life cycle. So what, you know, may need to be done last year, wouldn't be need to be done this year, and vice versa, some equipment that, you know, maybe the larger ticket items. So that's why you need, I think, at least 2 years for financials to start seeing a little bit better picture of what's going on with the overall program. You know, and obviously, if something came in a crisis mode, or a potential crisis mode, then we can deal with that issue on an individual basis within the confines of running maintenance or repair issues. So those are the 2 points I had to follow up with.
I had another thing, and I really appreciate the spreadsheet you put together, you know, on the equipment that we own, mm-hmm. and make, gear, model, and per hour to operate. But I think on this spreadsheet also, we could also show a some type of preventative maintenance schedule, or preventative maintenance, but also on a time, you know, time that's down, or time, you know, where it's heavy, you know, where we spent money, you know, as far as having it maintained by, you know, an outside service. Maybe be able to add to this spreadsheet, just put a couple more columns in it with the preventative and also the amount was spent, and, you know, on a date and time.
On a per vehicle?
Yeah,
per piece?
Per piece. You've got most 90% of the work done right here.
That's right.
But it's just a matter of updating the log on a, you know, when something goes out for service, you know, how much did we spend on it? And when? Just a thought. You know, I know it's extra work for you, but it's it would give us a clearer picture too, you know, as far as this trial run, as far as whether we operate with a full-time mechanic or not.
And I'm sure we've got some Excel experts here in the
building. I'm just throwing that out for everybody's, you know, thought. I mean,
Well, that could be helpful not only for tracking personnel costs, but also just general equipment costs. Which ones, you know, which one is the time to replace when those costs keep going up and things of that nature? It's nickel and diming us to death type of thing. So, and we've had police cars that have been like that in the past. But, you know, yeah, you could run them, or we could keep them around or move them here into some other use in the city. But, you know, the transmission keeps failing or things of that nature. And some type of report like that might be able to help you identify and say, that's the lemon. Get rid of that. Keep the other vehicle.
Somebody did a lot of work to put this together, and I really appreciate it. It's an eye-opener. I didn't realize we own that much equipment. And it's
a lot of pieces.
It's a big business running a city.
Yeah.
Well, actually, too, Ron, in a couple of those categories, there may be three or four pieces of the same thing, like string trimmers and leaf blowers and chainsaws. There might be two or three. So.
Yeah. But then again, too, you can have your major equipment that would be mechanically oriented, I mean, as far as having a full-time mechanic. So, just a suggestion.
We used to have some of that information with some software that we had that's very antiquated. It's basically DOS-based, so there's not much pull-out we can do anymore, but...
Well, this looks to me like good old Excel.
Right, now that was an Excel spreadsheet, but yeah, I'll just help Ken set up the rest of the way, so I'm sure what the ladies can help with that.
Any other questions in regards to the hiring of full-time mechanic? Do we want to move on? Okay, we have some resolutions to make then. Any further questions for you, Mike?
No, unless there's some questions for the commissioner.
Okay. At this time, I'll ask for a motion from the commission to put a resolution on the military.
I make the motion to adopt the resolution to establish a millage rate of 15.51 for the city of Boyne City for the year 2013/2014.
Second.
Roll call.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Next item, I'll call for a resolution or a motion for a resolution to adopt the General Appropriation Act for fiscal year 2013 and 2014.
That's this one that's on the wall right now.
I'll make a motion for consideration to adapt the General Appropriation Act for the year 2013-2014 resolution.
Second.
Roll call.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Motion carried.
The next item will ask for a motion for the fee schedule for 2013 and 14.
I'll make the motion for consideration to adopt the fee schedule for year 2013-2014 resolution.
Second.
Roll call.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Next item on the agenda tonight is item E, Arbor Day Proclamation. Consideration to proclaim Thursday, April 25th, 2013, Arbor Day in the city of Boyne City. And Andy, you want to do the summary for us?
Sure. This is something we've done for many years in the past. As part of our Arbor Day celebration, we have our annual tree seedlings giveaway here at City Hall. We give away seedlings of different varieties of trees. Pat Haber, the planning assistant and front office assistant front office clerk, does a lot of the work for that. She basically coordinates ordering, getting, and taking care of that. There's a lot of credit to the success of that program. But I think it's something that we should obviously keep doing. It's a good thing to get trees out there for the public at no cost, you know, seedlings, they can start small areas in their own yards, and not necessarily in the city right away. So, I think so we should definitely approve this resolution today and keep going. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Andy. Do we have any department heads or staff comments? Mike?
This has been a very good program for the city. It was nice to hear that the people from Consumers Energy recognize that we are a tree city community. I think that lets them know that we're serious with regards to our trees and not just going to be blown over on some of the stuff. We did receive some correspondence today that I think Mayor Grunch has from the Arbor Day Foundation, basically notifying us, the timing on it was just perfect, that we have been designated a Tree City USA community again for the last year, and they provided our press release that we can share with the media on that as well, too.
So our good work continues. It's being recognized by the Arbor Day Foundation, who really likes trees, and Consumers Energy that tolerates trees.
Tolerates. They do, huh?
Yeah. I would be charitable.
I know.
Okay. Do we have any citizens' comments in regards to our tree program on Arbor Day?
Does that mean we get free trees?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Seedlings, yes.
Okay. Seedlings. Mm-hmm.
Is there a limit to what each family can get, or I mean, how does it work?
Well, sometimes we've had a hard time, you know, giving them all away.
Of course, towards the end of the day, it's who we got left over.
Okay.
At the beginning of the day, we're usually kind of, you know, two or three trees per family or something of that nature, and they're the little seedlings, and then we have different varieties or things of that nature. Depending on how it goes and the activity over the day, we have had times, as long as people find them a good home and they, you know, they're actually going to plant them, you know, mm-hmm. people may walk out of here with 10 seedlings or something of that nature.
Other powers, like the pine variety, or
right. It's a wide variety. I think there's some conifers, there's some oaks, maples,
mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a nice selection. That's worth checking out.
No strings attached.
Except for you.
Water them. Okay, water them.
I think it's attached to the roots.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Anyone else? What was the commission? Laura?
No, I'm in full support.
Derek?
Obviously.
Oh, shocking. I don't know if you say that.
I love trees, so, you know, I get emotional.
We got a yard full of them.
I'm planting a small forest this year.
Jane?
I'm a poor resident.
I do.
Okay, then I hereby proclaim Arbor Day in the city of Boyne City on Thursday, April 25th, 2013. And I'll make that motion and ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, next item on the agenda is May 28th special meeting change. Consideration to schedule a special city commission for 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 28, 2013, for the redevelopment ready community presentation, and change the time for Tuesday, the 28th, which is a regular one meeting, to 7 o'clock. So,
you have Scott's memo in your agenda packet with regards to the date. We talked about this previously.
Right.
The 28th did work out, which I think was the commission's preference, and we talked about doing that in the evening if that was the case. We think a separate special meeting with the planning commission as well, too, at 6 o'clock would be probably the most advantageous for us. We can go through that process. If you have any questions or comments during that meeting, and then go into a regular meeting at 7 p.m.
Okay, so seeing that we've already, you know, talked about this before, do we have this in the form of a motion?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We didn't act on it.
I'll make a motion as previously stated for 6 p.m. for the special meeting and 7 for the regular city commission meeting.
And second.
Tuesday, May 28, 2013.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, next item is good of the order. Tom, do you have anything tonight?
I do not.
Jane?
No, I don't. I'm all set.
Derek?
Not this time, Mayor. Thank you.
Laura?
A question to our police chief. This came up, and it was something that just kind of came at me last week. A person who's local said, what's going on with the city that they're putting cameras downtown, surveillance cameras? And I said, I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that happening. And I said, you must have something confused with something else. And so I said I would ask. We're not mounting surveillance cameras downtown, are we?
I don't know anything about surveillance cameras.
Okay. I think what he might have mixed up was the article in the paper that ran about that same time, as I did a little research of my own, on your small video cameras that you have gotten. Is that maybe what he's thinking about?
Well, there was some discussion by the chamber, some informal discussion to putting up some more cameras downtown.
Oh.
Web-based cameras.
Okay, that's what he was referring to.
But there's just been some informal discussion amongst some of the members.
Okay, so it's nothing. I told him I didn't believe there was anything official because I sure hadn't heard anything about it. So, okay. Thank you.
Okay. The only thing I have is just an FYI for emergency shelter provisions in the case of a catastrophe or emergency, and came up this at the board meeting of the Boyne Area Senior Center, and Cindy, the RN that manages the Brook, and also Chief Gaber attended the meeting, and there was questions asked as far as, you know, what the emergency shelters, the two primary ones are St. Matthew's Church and the high school, which have backup power systems, and we also have offered the Boyne Area Senior Center, particularly in times where we have excessive heat and stuff, where people can come and cool off for a period of time. But there'll be a meeting at the Brook, April 18th at 9 o'clock, and Red Cross representative that's leaving in is Kelsey Young will be there to just go over the protocol for emergency situations like that. So just to let you know that it's going to probably be somewhat of an update of where we're at and keeping the city, you know, informed, keeping everybody plugged in as far as what we have available. That's the only thing I have. Anybody's welcome to attend. April 18th, 9 o'clock at the Brook. Announcements. Next regular city commission is meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 23rd at noon. The Business Expo will be held on Thursday, April 25th at the former Carter's Building, 3 to 7 p.m., and I believe we have, 92 of the 94 booths sold. There's still a couple still available.
That's the last I heard. We do, the city does have another booth there again this year. I think the commissioners are interested in taking a shift or spending a couple hours down there. The expo itself is great to go to, and it's always good to talk to people. So Cindy and Barb usually put it together for us. So if you're interested and have some availability that day, we'd love to have you down there.
Another question to the commissioners, Dick. Do any of you need additional business cards?
I still have a few.
I don't.
I mean, sometimes we go to these expos right. And, you know, but we're there.
If anybody does, just have them let Barb know, please.
Okay. Good. Well, what time is it? Way past time. It's 9:30, and I'll probably make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Gator.
Aye.
Crunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.